This month, Indian cinema turned 100 years old.
On May 3, 1913, D.G. Phalke stunned Indians with Raja Harishchandra, a melodramatic mythological film he called a performance with 57,000 photographs. He hardly imagined he was giving birth to the biggest film industry in the world. Not surprisingly, this week Indian media is full of everyone's top lists of the greatest Indian films ever made. But here's something a little different. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata with 5 reasons why the movies mattered to me. 1. As a graduate student in the Midwest, Hindi films, no matter how fantastical or unbelievable, were how we assuaged the feelings of homesickness. For me, Indian cinema is now inextricably linked to memories of a pot of dal bubbling on a chipped stove in a studio apartment, and a group of Indian graduate students crowded around a VCR watching a streaky bad copy of some famous Bollywood hit.
Aaj mere paas building hai, property hai, bank balance hai, bangla hai, gaadi hai, kya hai tumhare paas?
Mere paas maa hai.
2. The first time I saw Satyajit Ray's masterpiece, Pother Panchali, on the big screen was in San Francisco. It was strange to see a black and white film set in a village in Bengal sitting in the Kabuki Theater in San Francisco. But I understood that I had to leave behind everything I had ever known to really comprehend the heartbreak that was at the core of that film. Indian films taught me that love comes without subtitles. I dragged my partner to see Shole, the film described as a curry western where 2 small-time ruffians find meaning in life when they take on the big bad bandit. I didn't realize until the film started it had no subtitles. But by the end, I also realized you didn't need subtitles because the emotions were larger than life. They just pummeled you into submission.
Kitne aadmi the? सरदार दो आदमी थे दो आदमी सुअर के बच्चों
4 द सॉन्ग्स. While my American friends wondered how on earth every Indian film came with at least 6 songs, I would have it no other way. Often only the songs survived long after I'd forgotten the actual plot of the film. But the songs unspooling on the cassette deck in my car as I drove down Highway 5, how could I ever forget the singer's voice shot through with such yearning as I drove through empty freeway and barren fields?
Abhi na jao chhod kar ke dil abhi bhara.
5. The great diversity of India was drummed into us in school through lectures about unity and diversity. But it was the movies that really drove the lesson home. On Sunday afternoons, we'd see one of those regional films on television, usually a serious national award winner type, often with social messages about communalism and the plight of widows and caste. Unfortunately, we usually missed half the film, the white subtitles lost on the white saris of the widows. To celebrate 100 years of Indian cinema, 4 of its hottest directors created 4 short films that just released as Bombay Talkies. In some ways, it shows how far we've come. The 1913 Raja Harishchandra was a mythological film about a righteous king. Bombay Talkies has a story about a little boy who wants to dress like a vamp in his sister's clothes and dance to the song Sheela Ki Jawani. Very 21st century gender bending and cross-dressing, until you remember that all the women in that 1913 film were played by men in drag. Happy 100th birthday to Indian cinema. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.